In Antony and Cleopatra, Antony takes occasion to compare himself and Cleopatra to Dido and Aeneas, legendary mythological lovers of an earlier time, and refers specifically to them in one of his speeches in the play. And it is from that speech that I read a short excerpt under the title. This is from Antony and Cleopatra, Act 4. This is Antony speaking. Where souls do crouch on flowers, we'll hand in hand, and with our sprightly port make the ghosts gaze. Dido and Aeneas shall want troops, and all the haunt be ours. And my poem, Cleopatra Remembers Dido, too. We gave our hearts, hot as our African suns, to Roman men, or Roman men to be, who gave their own, we thought, beyond their beat of Roman prudence, to their African queen. But Dido's gift at last was spurned, when signs of certain disaffection made her see the gods had beaten her, she turned her grief into the ashes of her flesh and bones. Spurned I was not. Love's intermittent truth might wax and wane, but never left its home. My Antony, though lord of half the earth, gave up the other half to keep love's dream. What did it matter, though? A serpent's tooth and flames may differ, but their ends the same.